This is Judy, J-U-D-Y, first name, last name Calhoun, C-A-L-H-O-U-N. Once again, C-A-L-H-O-U-N. Miss Calhoun is a 71-year-old woman who resides on Cathedral Street here in Houston, Texas, with her son, period. She is single. She was recently placed on hospice with respiratory failure, recent hospitalization for COVID, lower extremity weakness, severe to the point that she's bedbound, lower extremity edema, hypertension, and long COVID, period. This 71-year-old woman, new paragraph, used to be in customer service. She's single at this time. She has one child, as I mentioned. She suffers from DJD, coronary artery disease, CHF, constipation, chronic pain, COPD. Patient contracted COVID 2 months ago, which she landed in the hospital. She had a collapsed lung, respiratory failure. Patient subsequently was discharged on oxygen, and since discharge, she's had severe weakness of her lower extremity, period. New paragraph, it's very difficult for her to get to a doctor's office. Patient's care was taken over by United Hospice and Palliative Care, which patient is very unhappy about and would like to switch to a different hospice company. Medication, Lasix, 40 milligram once a day, Valsartan, 80 milligram once a day, Colace, 100 milligram once a day, Vicodin, 5-325 PRN for pain. She has two inhalers, one albuterol and one Symbicort. She uses them both, and Mobic, 15 milligram once a day. She also uses O2 at all times with hypoventilation and hypoxemia, and 2 liters, and she has a nebulizer machine, period. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, she got 2 COVID injections, then she developed COVID 2 months ago and subsequent long COVID with severe weakness of the lower extremity, neuropathic pain, respiratory failure, hypoventilation, and O2 dependency. Patient obviously is not driving. She's taken care of by folks at home, no longer able to get to doctor's office, considered bedridden at this time. Actually, COVID was last year, not this year. So that was 6 months ago. Family history. Mom died of colon cancer. Doesn't know much about her father. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Never been a heavy smoker or drinker. Surgery, just had breast surgery before. But no cancer. Medical problems, she had coronary artery disease, hypertension, COPD, a volume overload in the past. Now complicated with long COVID, respiratory failure, hypoventilation. An exam, O2 sats 91% on 2 liters, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, blood pressure 130 over 70, heart positive, pulmonary positive, to lungs, C, bronchi, bilateral breath sounds. Neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash or on mucosa with hypoxemia, lower extremity shows trace edema. Here we have a 71-year-old woman with O2 dependency, respiratory failure after COVID infection, history of collapsed lung, period. Patient is both on oxygen and nebulizer treatment at this time. Patient also suffers from severe pain in the lower extremity, which requires hydrocodone to relieve, period. The paragraph, patient takes colates for constipation. She also has hypertension, volume overload, which she takes Valsartan and Lasix for at this time, period. The paragraph. Patient's quite weak. She's no longer able to doctor's office, would like to be taken care of at home. She's switching from one hospice to another because she didn't like the way their nurse took care of her, as she states, period. The paragraph, patient definitely has symptoms consistent with long COVID along with respiratory failure, neuropathy, and lower extremity pain, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this woman. Next number is COPD. Next number is no history of tobacco abuse. Next one is coronary artery disease. Next one is hypertension control. Next one is history of volume overload stable. Thank you.